本来今天是史弟兄要在这边传信息。
Brothers and sisters, Brother Steve was scheduled to be with us.
但是史弟兄昨天临时身体感觉不是很舒服。
But as of yesterday, Brother Steve was not feeling too well.
所以史弟兄今天没有办法来到这边。
So that's why this morning Brother Steve is not within us.
所以早间由我在这边跟弟兄姊妹来交通。
So this morning let us serve to give you a sermon.
刚刚我们唱的那一首诗歌。
The song that we just sang.
那是我们一生经历的诗歌。
It should be an experience of our life.
因为主活在我们的里面。
Because the Lord lives in us.
他与我们同行。
He walks with us.
生命窄路与我们同过。
Walks through the narrow way with us.
是何等的宝贵。
How precious is that?
所以每次我听到这一首诗歌。
So every time when I hear this song.
都心里就受到很大的激励。
I feel encouraged.
因为看到这位主跟我们是那么样的亲，那么样的近。
Because I see how close this Lord is to us.
好，早先我们要跟弟兄姊妹来交通的，就是程序单上面有列出来一个丰盛的生命。
So this morning our topic is going to be the abundance life.
曾经有一个比利时有一个杂志社，他做了一项问卷的调查。
There was a survey that was conducted some time ago by a magazine.
他的对象是比利时的一些年长的人。
And then the target audience was the elder in Belgium.
他对这些年长都做一个调查。
It's a survey conducted for them.
他问他们说，当你到这个年纪的时候，你最后悔的是什么事情？
So the question starts with asking the elderly, what is the one thing that you most regret?
他总共列了17项。
And it would then list out 17 different things.
那其中最容易最后悔的事情，他们做最后的一个总结。
And then, it would then capture all the answers into a summary.
结果那个报告出来，72% 的他们后悔，他们年轻的时候没有很努力，所以一事无成。
So 70% of these elderly, they think that when they were young, they did not give it their all.
就像中国人说的话，少年不努力，我们老大就徒伤悲。
Just like a Chinese saying said that if you don't give it your all and try hard when you're young, then when you're old, you got nothing.
还有就是67% 的人，他们后悔。选错的职业。
And then the other 67% says that another thing that they regret for is they chose their wrong career.
有63% 的人，他们对于很后悔对于子女的教育不当。
And then 63% of them said that they did not give the proper education to their children.
还有58% 的人，他们认为以前没有好好的运动，以至于身体状况。就出问题。
And then 58% said that they should have exercised more now that they're not in great health anymore.
当然还有许多后悔的事情。
A lot of other things that people are regretful for.
但是我们知道，总而言之，有很少的人对他们的人生是100%满意的。
But then in conclusion, I think one thing we can agree on is that a lot of people have something to regret for.
所以在这个调查的里面，我们说看到一个很负面的情形。
So that in this survey, it came up with a negative conclusion.
也看到他们这些人很无奈。
And you can see that now these people are helpless.
因为他们走了一生这样长的时间。
Because now they've spent most of their lifetime.
最后的结果就是后悔。
And at the end, they're just being regretful.
事实上摩西在诗篇90篇的时候
In fact, Moses, in Psalm chapter 90,
他已经对人的一生下了一个注解
He then now put on a footnote
我们可以我们一起来读诗篇90篇10节12节
Psalms 90, 10 and 12
好来一起来
Together. As for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or due to strength, 80 years.Yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone and we fly away. So teach us to number our days, that we may present to you a heart of wisdom.
我们都知道从罗门建立了世界最强大的国家。
You know that during the time of Solomon, he had the greatest kingdom.
他也享受人生一切的荣华富贵。
And then he probably had the greatest enjoyment of life.
可是所罗门对人生的结论是什么？
Yet, what is the conclusion of Solomon
at the end of life? 我们一起读传道书一章十四节。
Let us read together Ecclesiastes chapter 1:14.
一起来。
I have seen all the works which have been done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and striving after wind.
所以我们就看到没有成就的人就很后悔。
So we see that people that are without big success, they regret.
但是有成就的人像所罗门这样, 他就说人生是虚空。
But yet, someone who was so successful like Solomon, he still concluded it as his vanity.
我们都不希望我们的人生是暗淡的。
Now, we don't want our lives to be just be without bright spots.
我们人要怎么样活得有价值, 有意义。
As man, how do we live a meaningful life?
有什么可以保证我们走完一生, 我们是说我们一生没有后悔。
What are some of the things that we can do so that at the end of our life we'll say there's no regret?
那到底有没有一种没有后悔的人生呢?
Or is there anyone that would live a life without regret?
这里提到有一个人, 他对这一生他没有后悔。
Then it says here that there is at least one person who lived their life without regret.
我们一起来读这个程序单没有列出来，后来我增加的。提摩太后书4章7到8节。
2 Timothy 4, verse 7 and 8.
翻到我们就一起来后书，提摩太后书4章7到8节。 那这两节圣经大家其实都很熟了哈。那我们一起来。美好。
I have fought the good fight. I've finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which is the Lord. The righteous just all warn to me on that day, and God only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
这里我们看到保罗他对他的一生是充满着喜乐。
Here you can see that at the end of Paul's life, he is filled with joy.
他回顾他的一生，他没有后悔。
When you look back in his life, he had no regrets.
不但没有后悔，而且他看到前面有。 公义的冠冕为他存留。
Not only he finished his life with no regrets, but he saw in front of him the crown of righteousness.
所以在这里我们看到保罗对他的未来充满了盼望。
So we can see that even at the end of his life, he was still filled with hope.
也充满了价值。
And still filled with value.
这才是神要给我们的人生。
Don't you know that that's the life that God wants us to live?
我们再从旧约来看。
If we go back to the Old Testament.
我们从以赛亚书看。
The book of Isaiah.
我们看到以赛亚也是一位对他的人生没有后悔的。
You see that there is another person who lived his life with no regrets.
我们一起来看以赛亚书6章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
我们先读一节。
Verse 1.
来。
In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple.
我们再从第五节读到第八节。
Isaiah 6, 5 to 8.
来。
Then I said, Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And one of the seraphim flew to me, and a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, he has touched your lips and your ears.
神如何带领以赛亚进入那更美好、更丰盛的人生？
So how did the Lord lead Isaiah into this abundance life?
六章一节说到，他遇见神是看到神的宝座。
On verse 6:1, how Isaiah met the Lord was that he saw the Lord.
以赛亚看见神宝座的时候，那时候他并不认识神。He
saw the Lord sitting on a throne, but at that time he did not recognize God.
事实上，以赛亚从第一章第五到第五章，他不但是神的儿女。In
fact, from Isaiah chapter 1 through 5, he knows that he is children of God.
我们读以赛亚书，我们知道1到50章，他说到以赛亚，他常常在圣殿里面。 进进出出。
In fact, if you read Isaiah chapter 1 through chapter 5, you see that Isaiah often come in and out of the temple.
但是直到第六章他才看到神的宝座。
At chapter 6, finally Isaiah get to see the throne of the Lord.
过去以赛亚没有看到神的宝座。
Before that, Isaiah never saw the throne.
但是他是在圣殿里面服事。
Even though he served within the temple.
所以我们看到我们今天也一样。
And today is the same for us.
我们都知道我们每一个主日我们来到教会。
We know that we come to the church every Sunday or so.
但是我们是不是有没有看到神？
But have you met the Lord?
因为来到教会跟看到神是两回事情。
Because coming to his house and meeting him are two different things.
所以我们必须要很清楚看到以赛亚书一到五章的情形。
So you have to clearly see what happened in Isaiah 1 to 5.
他进了圣殿不知道多少次。
He has been in and out of the temples for countless times.
圣殿是以赛亚每天生活的所在。
In fact, a temple is probably a place that Isaiah is every day.
但是直到第六章的时候他才看到神的宝座。
But it's only until chapter 6 when he saw the Lord on the throne.
真是要求主恩待我们。
So we have to ask the Lord for His grace.
我不要认为我们每一个主日来到教会。
Don't think that because you show up on Sunday.
我们都是没有遇到神。
If you have not met the Lord.
我们真是把这个时间都荒废掉了。
Then this is just a waste of time.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道人生要有一个奇妙的大改变。
Brothers and sisters, you know that there is a great transformation.
我们都知道要改变。
And you know that you have to go through that.
但是只有神能改变我们。
But know that only God can help you go through
it. 也就是我们必须要遇见神。
So that means that you have to first meet him first.
所有真正遇见神的人都是不一样的。
For all the ones that have met him, you are
changed. 有一位布道家叫做布永康。
There is an evangelist.
你知道布永康吗？OK, 大家一个年纪是。
Oh, Reinhard Bonnke.
对。布永康我相信大家都蛮熟他的名字啊。
Maybe you know him.
有一天主给他一个意象。
One day he received a vision from the Lord.
他看见一个非洲的地图。
And he saw in his mind the map of Africa.
他看见主也看到意象。
And then when he saw the Lord, he saw this vision.
他的人生开始有很大的转变。
Then his life started changing.
我们要向主求告。
So we have to ask the Lord.
向主求告我们要有什么样的一个人生。
Ask the Lord, how should my life be?
我们一生是不是走在主的带领的上道路上面。
Is your life being led by God?
我们看到布永康经过他神给他的改变。
And then you've seen this evangelist, how his life changed after he
met
the Lord.
他一生的经历。
His whole life.
他成为一个百万人得救的牧者。
He has become a shepherd that brought millions to be saved.
他所经过的布道会。
And all the meetings that he has held.
不是几十万人。
I'm not telling you, not only hundreds of
thousands. 不是百万人。
Not millions.
他们统计的结果。是总共有七千多万人。
When they finish all his meetings, they counted about 70 million people attended.
我们就看到一个不平凡的人，他可以做出这样不平凡，可以一个很平凡的人可以做出这样不平凡的事来。
And if you look back, you can see that how these ordinary persons have done such extraordinary things.
我们也看到有谁可以比他的人生更有价值呢
？And then you can see.Who can live their life more valuable
than him? 所以一个人当他遇见主了以后，他的人生就有很大的改变。
So I guess what I'm trying to tell you is that once you've met the Lord, then your life will change.
有一位著名的这个音乐家。
There is a famous musician.
他的名字中文翻作韩德尔。Handel.
Oh, his name is Handel.
对。他原来是英国皇宫里面御用的这个乐师。
So he was a royal musician in the palace.
他专门替皇室里面来写音乐、写乐曲。
And his job was to make music and write music for
the king. 他也写了好多的名曲。
And in fact, he has written a lot of famous songs.
有一天他被人家重伤，被人重伤，会不会？
Someday someone slandered him.
所以国王就把他 fire 掉，
解雇掉。Someone said something bad about him, so then the king was misled and fired him.
所以他心就非常的沮丧。
So at that time he was really discouraged.
他也非常的痛苦。
And he was in great sorrow.
甚至于都很落魄潦倒。
In fact, he gave up on himself.
所以他一个人就走到那个英国的泰晤士河。
So one day he went to the Thames River.
他就准备流着眼泪就准备要跳河了。
He was just about to cry himself and drown himself to death.
就正当他要跳下去的时候
，Right before he jumped into the river,
他身后面突然响起教会的钟声。
All of a sudden, he heard the bell of a church behind him ringing.
当他听到教会的身后教会的声钟声的时候
，And when he heard this bell sound,
他嚎啕大哭。
Then he started crying.
他发现他的神还活着。
And then he recognized that his God still lives.
原来他的神还在那里。
In fact, God is right there.
原来他发现这一位比英国国王还更伟大的神。
Then he remembers this God who is way greater than the King of England.
因此他就回家。
So then he went home.
他写了最有名的诗歌。
And he wrote this famous hymn.
叫做弥赛亚。
The song Messiah.
我们都知道弥赛亚诗歌。是全世界最有名的诗歌。
You know that the song Messiah is one of the most famous songs in the whole world.
他只用两个星期的时间
And it only took him 2 weeks.
就完成了这个旷世的名曲。
To write this song.
从前他在王室里面他是帮国王写乐曲。
Before, when he was in the palace, he wrote songs for king.
他的人生就是服侍这个国王。
And his life is centered on serving the king.
他的生命就是在王宫里面。
And his life was in the palace.
但是他今天他看到一个比英国国王更尊贵、更荣耀。
But at that day, he met someone way greater than the king.
也更伟大的神。
A greater God.
所以他整个人生就不一样了。
Then his life changed.
而且是生命的改变。
And the transformation of his life.
将他从地上的服事能够服事到天上的服事
had lifted him up from serving the earth from now serving the heaven
从地转为天
from the world to heaven
从人呢转向神
from serving man to serving God
以赛亚书里面也有这样类似的以赛亚也有类似这样的情形
similarly Isaiah went through a similar path
刚刚我们读的圣经说到乌西亚王崩的那一年
In Isaiah 6:1 it says In the year of King Uzziah's death
他说我见坐在高高的宝座上
I saw the Lord sitting on a throne
看到神坐在高高宝座上
He saw the Lord sitting on a throne
这是以赛亚生命中最重要的一个转捩
That is the turning point for Isaiah in his whole life
圣经记载说是乌西亚王崩的那一年
It is the time when King Uzziah's death
我们知道乌西亚王16岁他就登基了
We know that King Uzziah became king when he was
16他总共做了52年的王
And he was king for 52 years
他做的在神本来他在神眼中是看为义的
He started off as being righteous in the eyes of God
但是国家开始强盛了以后呢
But when his country became stronger
他就心就高傲起来
He became prideful
所以这边讲到那个乌西亚王崩的那一年
So in the year of King Uzziah's death
以赛亚就看到神的宝座
Isaiah saw the Lord sitting on the throne
一个了不起的一个统治者
For such great king once upon a time
那时候他国家的兴盛几乎差不多可以跟大卫或者是所罗门的时代来相比
I would think that his kingdom was probably as powerful as the kingdom of David or the kingdom of Solomon
但是以赛亚那时候他的心里看到他心中的那个支柱啊都已经崩塌了
Then in Isaiah thought when this king died then one of his pillar of life has just fell
所以他心里就恐惧
So I'm sure he must be in some type of panic.
他心里也不安啊。
Maybe he was worried.
所以弟兄姊妹我们看到我们心中的王是什么
So brothers and sisters, who is the king in your heart?
什么是支撑我们的一生
What is the pillar of your life?
是你的工作吗
Is it your career?
是你的健康吗
Is it your health?
是你的儿女吗
Is it your children?
还是你的银行的存款呢
Or is it your bank account?
我相信我们自己都可以问一下我们自己
I think that's a question we can all reflect on.
因为以赛亚原来他的支柱突然就崩了啊，崩塌了。
As this king died, maybe a pillar of Isaiah's life fell.
他看到神的宝座。
But it is at that time he saw the Lord sitting on the throne.
这个经历是在我们的里面需要有的。
Now, I hope you have this experience.
我们地上所拥有的
is that whatever you have in this world
都要过去的
will pass.
然后今天我们的里面是神在我们里面做王的
And then you need to know that it is God who wants to be on your throne.
而不是那些所有其他的人在我们里面来做王
Not any other person in your life.
所以以赛亚的眼目从地上的王转上天上的王。
So at that moment, Isaiah shifted his sights from the earthly king to the heavenly king.
就好像刚刚我讲的那个音乐家这个韩德尔一样。
Just like the musician that I just talked about.
他是为皇家写曲写谱的。
Before he served the royal kingdom.
王宫就是他生活的全部分。
And he lived in the palace, and that's all in his life.
因此弟兄姊妹，我们求主来向我们显现。
So brothers and sisters, ask the Lord to reveal himself
to you. 因为唯有主是我们人生的全部。
Because he is worthy to be your all.
所以我们不要让我们的信仰就是停留在一个宗教的仪式的里面。
So don't let your belief to be stuck in a religion.
不要认为我们每一个主日来聚个会。我们就很不错了。
Don't blind me think that just because you show up on Sunday.
以前我们听说纽约他们的教会常常有黑人在那边聚会。
Before we heard that there's a congregation in New York and among them are some African Americans.
那听说也有部分的人他们一生进教会只有两次。
And sometimes we know that some of churchgoers only go to church twice in their lifetime.
一次是受浸的时候
the first time is when they're baptized
一个是安息聚会的时候
the second time is for their own memorial service
所以他一生只进教会两次
so for some churchgoers they go to church twice
所以盼望我们不要做一个宗教式的这个基督徒
and I hope Christianity is more than just a religion to you
不要让我们认识神不要停留在圣经的知识的里面
and then knowing The Lord should not stop at just the knowledge from the Bible.
因为我们每一个人都必须遇见神。
In fact, you have to meet the Lord yourself.
我们遇见神，我们的人生才会丰盛。
It's when you start meeting the Lord, then your life will become abundant.
我们遇见神了以后，我们的生命就会不一样。
And after you met the Lord, then your life will change.
我们会有很大的转变。
And your life will start to transform.
刚刚讲的韩德尔这个人。
We just talked about Hanukal, the musician.
他是国王的乐师。
The musicians of the king.
他以前服侍国王。
Before he served a king.
他后来变成神的乐师。
Then he became a musician of God.
以赛亚从前是国王的先知。
Isaiah was a prophet for a king.
他后来变成神的先知。
Then he became a prophet of God.
弟兄姊妹我们现在在地上生活。
Brothers and sisters, as we live in the world,
我们今天不是只有老板的经理。
Today, your boss is not just your manager.
我们不是只有老板的员工。
Or you're not just simply an employee of a boss.
而是我们要成为神的经理。
But know that you should be a manager for God.
我们要成为神的员工。
You want to be an employee of the heavenly kingdom.
刚刚我们念的以赛亚书六章从五节到七节说到。
When we just read Isaiah 6:5-7,
以赛亚看见主坐宝座了以后呢，我们就看到要对付的神要对付的就是罪的问题。
After Isaiah saw the Lord sitting on a throne, the first thing God wants to take care of.
所以六七节这边有说到，所以撒拉佛就从坛上取一块火炭，沾在以赛亚的嘴，说：“你的罪除掉了。”
Verse 6 and 7 then says, "One of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal." Held by the altar with tongues and touched his mouth with it and said, Your iniquity is taken away and your sin is forgiven.
神在圣经上对罪非常的认真。
In the Bible, the Lord let us know very clearly how he is against sin.
我们都知道主为我们的罪付上极重的代价。
We also know that the Lord has paid the price for us about sin.
他并且在十字架上为我们受死。
In fact, he died for us on the cross.
日本有一位学者，他做了一项调查。
This is a scholar from Japan, and he made this research.
因为日本十几年来都非常的不景气。
Because Japan was in a recession for the past decade or so.
很多的企业都很失败。
A lot of corporations start failing.
所以他们就归纳出十大企业失败的原因。
And so they found the biggest reasons for a corporate to fail.
那有些是因为组织或者是他们营运的不好。
Some of them is because of how they execute the plans or how they're organized.
有些甚至于价值观的偏差。
Some of them is because the value system is off from the society.
有些或许是市场的误判等等。
Some of them because they made some wrong decisions in the market.
但是他们做这些研究是要做什么呢？
But what's the point of making this research?
他这个文章是说到企业要做成功。
This article then concludes that says if a corporation wants to be successful,
要如何翻转，要如何改变。
How do you evolve and change?
就必须要除掉公司的这些问题。
You first need to take care of these 10 problems.
所以如果你不除掉的话，公司不会成功的。
If you don't get rid of these 10 problems, then your company won't survive.
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道神要我们成为一个丰盛的人生？
Brothers and sisters, don't you know if you want this abundant life?
神最主要要对付我们的罪。
What is the thing that we have to get rid of? Our sin.
要对付我们生命的破口。
How we have to go make up for these openings in our life.
除去我们对罪的拦阻。
How we have to eliminate the boundaries of sins.
我们知道每一个人都有每一个人的生活方式。
And we all know that we all have a very different life.
每一个人都有每个人生活的态度。
We all have a very different attitude against our life.
但是有些人你看到他永远没有办法成功。
And some of them, you could just see that they will never be successful.
我们也看到有些人脾气大得不得了。
You could see that some people with a bad temper.
他没有办法委曲求全。
They could never ask for forgiveness.
他在公司里面也没有团队的精神。
Or someone at work, they're just not a team player.
他被老板骂了几句，他就说他不干了。
Someone who, because they, the boss said something bad about them, they just quit.
他一年说不定换了三个不同的职业。
Maybe someone who would change their job 3 times a year.
两年说不定换了六个职业。
Maybe 6 times every 2 years.
所以这种情形之下，他有什么可以累积的呢？
In those situations, what can you gather?
像这样的话，神怎么能够把他的福分赐给你呢？
If you act like that in your life, how does God bless you?
但这里我们有一件事情，我们不得不去注意，也不得不处理。
And here we emphasize on one thing that you have to take care of before your abundant life.
否则我们的人生就不可能成功。
Otherwise, you will never be successful.
所以对付罪是在主的旨意的里面，是很重要的事情。
You can see that to get rid of sin is God's priority.
有一篇文章曾经说到，你对付罪有多少，你的祝福就有多少。
There's another article, basically it says that how much effort you spend getting rid of sins, that's how much blessing you will receive.
这个是绝对的。
And I tell you, that is true.
我们在讲旧约，在民数记里面，我们都知道巴兰的故事。
And then in the book of Deuteronomy, we all know the story of Baal.
那当时的王是亚摩王巴勒。
We know that at that time there was a king, Baal.
所以巴勒呢，就请巴兰去咒诅以色列人。
Oh, and then King Balaam asked Balaam, the prophet, to curse the Israelites.
巴兰是很认识神的人。
But then Balaam knows God really well.
他就对巴勒说。
So Balaam said to Balaam,
他说以色列人卧如公司，卧如公司，就公的狮子。
Oh, the Israelites are like a lion.
蹲如母狮。
Also like a lioness.
他有那个野牛的力量。
They have the strength of a bull.
神与他同在。
And most importantly, the Israelites are the people of God. And God blessed the Israelites. So that's why no one can ever overcome the Israelites. If you want to go against them, there's only one way. What is that one way? Is that if you can cause them to sin.
巴兰就给巴勒献祭,
so that Balaam made some offerings for Balaam.
就叫他们的女子呢,
so then this king used the woman to try to tempt the Israelites to sin.
所以我们在旧约看到这个故事, 我们都蛮清楚的,
so I think we know the story in the Old Testament.
所以一个人犯罪, 神 真的就都不喜悦的,
meaning that if someone sins, then now you're on God's blacklist.
我们有时候我们认为我们当一个平信徒就好了,
and sometimes you think that it is okay to just be a believer.
平信徒是什么呢?
What is that?
我们当一般的信徒就可以了, 不要那么认真,
just be a casual believer,
也不要那么严肃,
never need to be too serious about it.
我们有机会我们就来,
if there's a meeting, I'll go.
我自己有事就去做自己的事情,
but if something else is more important, then I do that first.
这就是平信徒,
then that's a casual Christian.
但是我们知道撒旦如吼叫的狮子,
but we know that Satan is like a roaring lion.
圣经说到他到处游行,
in the Bible it says that the lion is encircling us.
他要吞吃那可吞, 他要吞吃可吃的,
and this lion is looking to devour anyone who can, who he can get his hands on.
撒旦是要我们的灵魂灭亡,
because Satan wants our souls to be destroyed.
他要让我们的人生挫败,
and Satan wants us to fail.
所以我们看到有一些基督徒他信了耶稣,
so we see that some Christians, even after they believe in Christ,
他却没有蒙福,
yet they were never blessed.
你看到他的家庭,
you can see the family,
他的人生,
their life,
他一生都是很糟糕的,
their whole life was woeful.
因为你容许罪进到你的里面,
because he let sin come into his life.
你已经失掉神给你的产业,
and now you have lost your inheritance.
旧约我们也看到亚干犯罪,
in the Old Testament, we see Adam sin.
亚干我们的英文怎么说,
because someone sins, now you bring the sins to your whole race.
大卫因着犯罪, 所以神说,
and for David, when he sins, God then now says that bloodshed will never leave your descendants.
所以我们看到罪一进到我们人的里面,
and you see that when sin comes into one's life,
我们就永无宁日,
then your day will never be peaceful anymore.
所以我们必须要很严肃地看待罪的问题,
that's why we have to see sin as a serious matter.
我们也必须要很严肃地去对付罪的问题,
and you have to treat sin seriously.
耶稣雅记第一章第八节,
Joshua 1:8,
我们一起来念一下,
together.
耶稣雅记一章八节,
Joshua 1:8,
好,一起来,
this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success.
道路亨通, 凡事顺利,
so that you will make your way prosperous, and then you will be, you will have success.
这是耶稣雅一生的写照.
This is Joshua's life.
不是说耶稣雅没有仇敌.
Not saying that Joshua was without enemy.
也不是说耶稣雅没有征战.
Or not saying that Joshua never need to fight any battle.
耶稣雅的仇敌非常的多.
In fact, Joshua had many enemies.
而且耶稣雅一生都在打仗.
In fact, he spent his whole life battling.
但是他说他生平没有一个人也没有一个敌人能够在他面前站立.
Here he proclaims that there is not an enemy that can stand firm before him, not even one.
就算最坚固的城也在他面前倒塌.
Even though the strongest hold He's fallen in front of him.
我们都知道耶稣亚绕城七次。
We know that Joshua circled the city seven times.
最后城墙就倒塌了。
Then the wall of Jericho fell.
弟兄姊妹，这是神要给我们的人生。
Brothers and sisters, this is the life that God intended for us to have.
我们再来看生命记七章十二到十四节。
And then let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 7, 12 to 14.
我们一起来念。
Together. Then it shall come about, because you be sent to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you his covenant and his loving kindness which he swore to your forefathers. He will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your ground, your grain and your new wine and your oil. The increase of your herd and the young of your flock. In the land which he swore to your forefathers to give you, you shall be blessed above all people. There will be no male or female barren among you. Or
神说你要蒙福,
the Lord said that your blessing shall come
胜过万民,
and to be more than any of the other people.
我们必须堵住生命的破口。
So that's why we have to field all these openings in our life.
就是不要让罪夺去神给我们的产业。
And don't let sin to come in to take away your inheritance.
我们必须要活在神的旨意里面。
And we have to live in the will of God.
他说你必蒙福胜过万民。
And said that you will be more blessed than the rest of the people.
最后我要交通的一点。
And the last point I want to make.
就是我们必须要有正确的人生目标。
We have to have the correct goals in life.
正确的人生目标就是我们最前面讲到以赛亚书讲的奉差遣而活。The
correct goals in life is that you are being sent forth by God.
人生正确的目标是非常的重要。To
have the right goal is important.
错误的目标会给我们带来人生错误的结果。You
have the wrong goal, meaning that you went to the wrong place.
可能我们会很努力在家庭中做一个好爸爸。Maybe
you are striving hard to be a good father at home.
我们也可能在公司里面会很努力做我们的工作。Or
maybe at work, you try really hard to do your best.
但是我们可能跑错了方向。But
what if you're going the wrong way?
跑错的目标,
what if you're going to work the wrong goal?
所以我们有错误的人生产生,
then wouldn't you live a wrong life?
所以难怪我们一开始我讲的那个例子,
so the first example that I gave you today,
讲的那个例子做对这些年长者的调查,
the survey that was conducted to the elderly,
50%以上的人都是对他的一生是后悔的。
More than 50%, more than half the people live a regretful life.
所以以赛亚书告诉我们怎么样有一个正确的人生。
So the book of Isaiah teaches us how to have a right life.
以赛亚书六章八节说到一个丰盛的人生只有一种生活的方式。
Isaiah 6:8 tells us that the right goal of life has one formula.
像以赛亚 对主说, 我在这里, 请差遣我。
When Isaiah says to the Lord, here am I, Lord, send me.
人生正确的目标是为主而活的。
The right goal in life should be to send forth by God.
奉差遣。
Being sent.
我们有时候听到这个字, 好像以为这个只有圣中的事,加分的事。
When you hear that someone is being sent, you may think it's only Brother Stephen or Brother Timothy. Only the ministers are being sent.
我们知道旧约神拣选利未人。
We know that in the Old Testament, God chose the Levites.
在圣殿中服事。
To serve.
如今神也是一样呼召我们。
But I tell you that now the Lord is calling on you.
呼召我们成为神差遣者。
Calling on us to send us forth.
无论我们今天是在职场上。
Doesn't matter if you're at work.
无论我们今天是在工作上。
Working.
无论我们是在家庭中。
At home.
主都是要我们受他差遣。
The Lord wants to send you.
主不论在我们的人际关系的里面。
In all your relationships.
主要借着我们做大事。
The Lord wants to do great things through you.
很多事情我们没有办法用我们想象得到的。
Many things you can't even imagine.
但是今天我们假如活在主的里面，
But today if you live in the Lord,
主借着我们这样不平凡的人要做很不平凡的事出来。
And through us, the ordinary people, the Lord can do us do extraordinary
things. 所以说为神而活。
So to live for God.
神要赐给我们绝对超过我们所想所要的。
The Lord will prepare for you things higher than your imagination.
今天主仍然呼召我们。
And today the Lord is calling on you.
主仍然要差遣我们。
The Lord is sending you.
我们的人生要进入一个不同的境界里面。
Let our life now come into a different phase.
以前我们是为自己活的。
Before we live for ourselves.
但是当我们听到神的声音，就像以赛亚一样。
But now that you have heard the Lord's voice like Isaiah,
我们真的是可以为神而活。
And maybe now you can live for him.
为神而活是一个丰富的人生。
To live for him is the abundant life.
否则我们真是活在劳苦愁烦的里面。
Otherwise, your life is just in pain and sorrow.
诗篇给我们很多的警戒。
In the Psalms, it gives us plenty of warnings.
我们唯有的选择就是在主的里面。
Our only choice is to be in the Lord.
叫我们这一生，我们说没有白活。
So that our life will not be in vain at the end.
无论你今天是年轻的。
Doesn't matter if you're young today.
无论你今天是年长的。
Or not so young.
我们都是活在主的里面。
Live in the Lord.
主不只要赐福给我们。
The Lord not only wants to bless you.
赐福给我们的家。
Bless your household.
主也要将这个祝福倾倒在别人的身上。
And to bless the others through you.
这个的影响是非常的大的。
And how great is this effect?
所以早前我借着这几节的圣经。
So this morning, through these simple verses,
我们互相勉励。
Let us encourage each other.
盼望神的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
I hope that his words will become the light of the path and the lamp of
our way. 不论旧约，不论新约。
Doesn't matter Old Testament, New Testament.
我们看到神儿女的价值在哪里。
We see that what is our value system should be.
我们看到神儿女的目标在哪里。
We should know that as children of God, what is our goal?
盼望神改变我们。
I ask that the Lord will change each one of us.
因为我们都是蒙福的人。
Because we are all blessed.
神也愿意将他的福赐给我们。
And God wants to bless you.
我早晨交通到这里。
That's my message.
我们再唱诗歌115首。
Let us sing Psalm 115.